Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bab Duque. I'm going to tell you a story today. A man walked down the street, turning heads as he moved. Every step took great effort because of the various things which weighed him down. Each ankle was chained to a heavy dumbbell, like you might find at a gymnasium. Around his waist was a rope with heavy sandbag attached every 3 inches or so. Upon his back, he wore a backpack full of lead. Upon seeing this strange sight, a stranger approached him. "Sir, why do you walk with these dumbbells chained to your feet? You'd be able to move with more speed and comfort if you'd rid yourself of such a burden." The man looked down. "Oh, I hadn't noticed that before." He removed the chains and dumbbells, and now his steps were light and easy. "Now that's much better. Thank you." And he continued on his way. A little further down the road, a kindly old woman called from her porch.
"Excuse me, sir. I couldn't help but notice your rope belt with sandbags attached to it every 3 inches or so. It looks so uncomfortable and impractical. Wouldn't you be happier without that cumbersome contraption slowing down your journey?"
The man looked down at his waist. "My goodness, I've been wearing this for so long I had forgotten that it was there. I don't know how it got there. I mean, I vaguely remember taking on this burden. At the time, I thought it was very important to take on this weight. But for the life of me, I cannot now remember what it's for." He removed the rope belt and the sandbags that were tied to it every 3 inches or so.
"Ah, that's much better indeed," he said. "Thank you." "You're very welcome," said the kindly old woman, as she returned to her knitting. If she didn't hurry, this scarf wouldn't be finished in time for the snowman's birthday.
The man continued walking.
"Excuse me, you there," called out a young boy.
The man looked at him.
"Yes?" "Well, I know I'm only a boy, sir, and it may not be any of my business, but..."
"All right, son, out with it now."
"It's just that you seem terribly weighed down by your backpack. It looks like it's full of lead."
Once again, the man was unaware that he carried such a burden. He took off the backpack and removed a small tube of lip balm which had sat in an outside pocket for Lord knows how long. He'd need that for to kiss his new wife, and continued on his way. Without his heavy burdens, the man felt lighter. So light, in fact, that he walked with a proverbial spring in his step. So light that that spring turned into a large bounce. Soon, the man's feet didn't touch the ground at all. He floated. Up and up he floated, free of the burdens he had carried around for so long. Eventually, he floated up to the sun and was burned alive like a mosquito in a bug zapper. Sometimes people offer us advice with the best intentions. When we're feeling vulnerable or forgetful, we may take their advice, not realizing it is the exact wrong thing to do. Fears and emotional baggage are developed for a reason. Trust yourself and encourage others to mind their own business. It might keep you alive and keep you from getting too close to the sun.
Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production, co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.